Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Come on. Come on.
Is this it? Is this the song? Okay, well, I didn't know. I told you I wasn't sure. Okay, I'm not going to blow it. Okay.
It is 8:39 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at about 72 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us on this Friday morning. And you can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. We're live on Facebook. We stream there Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. Lots of great information. And everybody's so interested, leaning forward, excited to know about returning to some kind of normalcy, and especially as it relates to banking.
Yes, we're lucky and fortunate to always have our good friends from Family Trust joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. We have Janet Hajar and Ryan Harvey. So you brought along a friend. We love that.
I do.
A part of the family. We like this. Of course, again, from Family Trust. And you, Ryan, we'll start with you. You're bringing news about when branches will start to reopen.
Yeah, so first I would say thanks for having us. Yeah. We appreciate
yes.
it. So to getting back to the new normal, I guess, or you know, that phrase that gets thrown a lot. So we have communicated to our membership that Monday, June 8th, we will reopen the majority of our branches. The only exception will be our White Street branch, and that is a little bit unique there because it doesn't have a drive-through.
Okay.
So all our six other branches throughout York County will open on Monday. We will try and limit our branch lobbies a little bit. So, you know, if you come to get a loan or you want to open a membership with us, absolutely, we're going to let you in the lobby. But if we can handle you through the drive-through, we are going to really, really still push you to keep the social distance and keep you through the drive-through lanes. But all other services are open and ready to go Monday.
If folks are confused about whether this service needs to be handled via the drive-through or in person, will there be someone outside of the facilities to kind of like almost like a receptionist to kind of point everyone in the right direction?
Yep, great okay. question. So, yeah, we are going to have greeter is kind of the term we're calling it. They'll be right at the front door, and we have put up signage for folks to try and guide them. If they don't see it, we will have somebody right there at the front door. And actually, we'll have folks from everywhere, marketing, branch folks out there kind of helping out to make sure we guide traffic along. But yeah, we are trying to do that. So, you know, we don't want you to get out of your car, walk all the way up the door and say, hey, you know, could you go through the drive-thru for us kind of deal. So we are going to try and stymie that a little bit. But yeah, that's a great question.
So that starts this coming Monday.
Correct.
All right. Congratulations. Any idea on when the White Street location will eventually open?
We don't have a definitive time yet. We are going to assess how it goes this upcoming week because it is a little bit tougher to restrict lobby traffic there because, again, we don't have that drive-through, so you got to let that teller traffic in there. So going by the CDC and DHEC and making sure we meet the requirements for, you know, square footage and what you're allowed to have in the building. So working through all that, we're going to see how it goes this week. I would guess we'll open in the month of June sometime. We just don't have a date yet.
Well, from what we've seen when businesses are starting to open in phases, for the most part, customers, guests are really following suit. They're taking the precautions. They're wearing a face mask if need be, if that's being a demand, or they seem like they're following the rules because they know if we don't.
What's the choice?
We'll get it taken away a little bit. So hopefully some good things will continue to happen for those in the banking industry as well, which is a very person-to-person you know, industry, and that's something I know Family Trust really prides itself on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
With your members and along those lines. All right, so Janet, when it comes to the annual meeting, that's also looking a little different this year, correct?
Yes,
members
exactly.
meeting, excuse me.
So normally we have a meeting in the springtime where we, large group of people, a couple hundred folks get together and we have our annual meeting. Well, we still want to practice the social distancing even though we are opening branches this next week. So we're hosting our first ever virtual meeting on Tuesday, June 9th at 4 p.m. on Facebook Live.
Oh, wow.
So that should be exciting. Tune in, follow us on Facebook, and you'll get the notification when we go live.
So, yes. So for someone that just is already maybe adapting to some online experiences, and now we, you know, those who are kind of used to doing online things, we say, hey, just tune in, just close it. How do you exactly do that for the listeners that maybe don't know, have never done a Facebook Live. They don't really know how to do a virtual meeting. That seems very intimidating and scary. How would you break it down and explain it?
Okay, sure. So they can, if they have the Facebook app on their phone or computer, you can look us up, Family Trust Federal Credit Union. Follow us if you don't already follow us, and then you'll get a notification, an alert, when we do go live.
Okay.
If you don't follow us, you can go on there about 4 o'clock on Tuesday, June 9th, and there'll be an icon that's showing that we're streaming a live video at that point in time, and you just click on that and watch.
Okay.
Is this open to all members of Family Trust?
Yes.
Okay. So this is just kind of like a state of the industry,
I guess. Who's starring in the show?
It's our board members. So we'll, of course, have Penny Pratt, our CEO, and then we have a few of our board members on there that's going to be speaking. We have Brown Simpson, chairman of the board, Chrissy Cato, and Tim Smoke.
Awesome. Just to kind of see where things are. I'm sure it's going to be a very informative meeting, especially this year with so many changes and adapting to those changes and the economy. Wow.
Will it be an opportunity for folks to ask questions, or is it more just like listening?
This is more of a listening component this year. We did another thing that we decided to do this year about annual meeting. Normally, we, when you're having a couple hundred folks, we feed them, provide door prizes. Mm-hmm. Well, we took that budget since we decided to have the virtual meeting, and we donated it back to the community. We were able to give to 3 local charities.
Oh, great.
The York County Community Foundation for their emergency relief fund, the Palmetto School, and the Children's Attention Home.
Wonderful. These are the things that, like, almost unsung heroes, in our community that you don't always hear about, but are so vital to just moving forward and helping. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
Our pleasure. We appreciate everything the community does for us, and we want to give back to the community as much as we can.
All right. So that virtual meeting will be Tuesday, June the 9th at 4 p.m. All right. Mm-hmm. Perfect. You got that. And then on Monday, June the 8th, branches will open for in-lobby services for most of the services that you can do inside. Physical distancing rules apply and CDC guidelines and everything along those lines. And again, the White Street location will hopefully open later this month is hopefully the goal.
You got it.
All right.
That's the plan.
Perfect. All right. Janet Hajar and Ryan Harvey, again, with Family Trust Federal Credit Union. Thank you so much.
Thanks for
being part of the community and being great leaders. We appreciate it.